Joining us live over the phone this morning is Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Top of the morning, Duke. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for calling me this morning, and what a beautiful day in the state of Wyoming today.
Yeah, not so bad. Have a little snow on the way up in this part, but hey, we got sunshine now, so we'll take it. Well, we appreciate the update, Representative. Understand that everything went back into committee work this week ahead of the session resuming next week. Let's just give you a chance to tell us what has been going on in the committees you're in with agriculture and minerals.
Yes, we've been busy this week just getting ready for the session that starts next week in Cheyenne. So I'm in the minerals and banking business development committee, and we've been dealing a lot with banking and trust laws. We're trying to make Wyoming banking favorable. There's a lot of large trusts that are looking to Wyoming as a state that's favorable to their activities, and so we're one of two states that are most favorable for trust, for these large trusts, and so we're trying to make our laws more amendable to them. And also the banking, they're actually looking at reducing some of the fees amongst the banks, which is a good sign during this time.
You know, that was something Governor Gordon mentioned when we had him on the air with us a few weeks ago. We said that he actually brought the banking legislation up and said that there's work being done to get banks to come into Wyoming instead of leave, which is where things are going. So, that's a good update there. Any other committee work or any other bills being discussed that you wanted to mention this morning?
Well, there one that just went through committee a couple of days ago was to reduce some of the loopholes in our sales tax law. And unfortunately, there was one for that we have a three-year tax exemption for data centers, and that failed in committee, and I was disappointed in that. I think when the state is struggling with finances, we need to close some of these loopholes and get rid of some of these exemptions for specialty businesses like that. There was a large contingency of people in Cheyenne that lobbied against removing that tax exemption for the data centers, because that's where most of them are centered right now. But it was a $16 million hit for the state of Wyoming to allow that to continue. So I was disappointed in that. I feel like we need to close some of these loopholes and get rid of some of the exemptions that we have out there to help our state during this time.
Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18 joining us this morning. Well, of course, everything picks back up in Cheyenne, if I'm understanding correctly, this upcoming Monday. And starting in the House, of course, we'll have the big education discussion and what's going to happen with education funding moving forward. Where do you see that progressing in the coming days and weeks?
Well, it's going to be difficult, Duke. I think that's going to be the discussion in second and third week in March that's going to be difficult for everyone. We have CARES Act 2 money from the federal government that potentially could come and change things for this year. But I'm afraid if we get that money, that we will just kick the can down the road another year and not do anything to fix our budget problems here in Wyoming. So I hope we hold the course and continue to do some of these things that'll chart our path for the long term, rather than take this 1 year fix that we may get through CARES Act 2, and just kick the can again. So. It'll be a good discussion. Legislators as a whole, we all believe in education. It's an honorable profession where we share knowledge with our youth and prepare them for their lives, and we want to fund that adequately. We want our youth to be successful, and that is through good, proper education. We just need to figure out how to do it most efficiently.
Well, Representative, any other legislation that you've been watching and keeping an eye on you wanted to mention this morning?
So there's a voter ID law that passed committee overwhelmingly, and there's a large contingency of legislators that have co-sponsored that, including myself. It's failed a number of times over the past few sessions, but I think that one's going to go through this year. With the emphasis on election integrity, I believe that one will be signed into law this year. So it will require voter ID to be able to vote in the future, and like a driver's license or a Medicare card or a veteran's card, things like that. So it'll preserve our integrity of elections, which is the foundation of our Constitution.
Representative Scott Heiner from House District 18. Representative, thank you so much for the update. We appreciate your time.